Fiat. March 22nd, 1937. Need of love, that the divine Fiat feels, of being loved back. How to one who lives in it, the divine will gives so much love, as to make her love in all hearts and in all creation, in order to be requited with the love of all. How the soul without the Fiat is like soil without water. Evils of disturbance. My flight in the divine volition continues. It seems to me that it does nothing but pour love over the creatures who, feeling so intensely loved, unable to contain this love so great, feel the need to love He who so much loves them. It can be said that the divine love is so great that it stirs and moves the creatures in an irresistible way to love it back. The arrows of love it sends in order to wound the creatures serve them to dart through the one who had pierced them. Now, while I was under this abyss of love, my dear Jesus, my sweet life, surprising me, told me, "Daughter of my will, you must know that our love is so great that if unhappiness and restlessness could enter our divine being, which cannot be, the divine being would become the most unhappy and restless being. Since we love with infinite and incessant love, such that we can drown everything and everyone with our love, we then feel the need to be loved in return. But no, in vain do we wait. And our love moans, becomes delirious, and instead of stopping, it runs more. But do you know where our love goes to unload itself, and, pausing, it rests a little, to then resume its flight immediately and pour its continuous love in the soul to live in my will? In fact, being already drowned in my love, they feel my moans, my need to be loved back, and promptly they requite me in love. And just as we feel the need to be loved in return, so do they feel the necessity, the need, to be loved by the one who so much loves them. Now, my daughter, our will circulates like blood in all the hearts of creatures and in all creation. There is not one point where it is not present. Its dwelling place is extendable everywhere. And with its powerful and creating love, as though in one single breath, it preserves and gives life to everything and to everyone. And in each thing it carries out its life of love. So, why does it create? Because it loves. Why does it preserve and circulate in all? Because it loves. Now, with one who lives in our will, we want to feel her loving us in all hearts. How beautiful is the note of love of the creature in each heart, such that if these do not love us, there she is, loving us. In all hearts, past and future, we want to feel her loving us. In the heavens, in the sun, in the wind, in the sea, in everything do we want her note of love. More so, since our will carries her everywhere, by her living in it, the first gift it gives her is love. But it gives out so much of it as to be able to receive the requital of the love of all and of everything. The delirium of love of our divine Fiat is so great that it carried this note of love of the creature even into the Empyrean and says to all the blessed, "Listen, how beautiful is the note of the love that lives on earth in my will." And he makes this loving note resound in the saints, in the angels, in the Virgin, in the sacrosanct Trinity, in such a way that all feel their glory doubled and celebrate the divine will operating in the creature. And they also celebrate the creature who let it operate. So, she is on earth and she is celebrated in heaven. My divine will would not tolerate that one who lives in it would not give it the requital of the love of everything and of everyone. My divine fiat finds whatever it wants in the love of the creature. It finds her life as its own. It finds the glory she owes it. It finds the appreciation and the esteem that is due to it. It finds true filial trust so as to be able to give her everything. Hence, love is generative, as to generate all divine goods. Therefore, my daughter, be attentive. Love, and love in my will. And you will find so much love as to be able to love all, and love for all, the one who so much loves you. After this, because of the miserable circumstances of my life, which it is not necessary to say here on paper, it is better if they become known in heaven, I felt oppressed, bothered, and almost disturbed, without my usual peace and full abandonment in the divine fiat. My sweet Jesus, surprising me, told me, "My daughter, what are you doing? Don't you know that the soul without the fullness of my will and full abandonment in it is like soil without water, like the plants without the sun, like the body without the soul? And the poor creature, just like soil with no water, which is incapable of producing a single blade of grass, dies of thirst and is incapable of doing even the slightest good. She burns with thirst, and there is no one who can quench it. And lacking the sun of my fiat, she will die in the dark, which will obfuscate her vision, rendering her unable to look at what is good in order to know it and do it. Nor will she have any warmth with which to mature that good. Besides, without my will, she will feel without divine life. And just as the body without the soul becomes putrid and gets buried, in the same way, without the life of my volition, passions make her putrid and bury her in sin. Moreover, oppressions and disturbances block her flight in my will. She loses speed and cannot follow all of its works, and therefore, if she has not followed all our works, I cannot carry her to take rest in the bosom of our divinity. So, be attentive. Place any oppression, bother, or anything that disturbs you in the hands of your Jesus, and I will place them in the light and heat of my fiat, that they may be burned. And you, feeling free, will continue with greater speed your flight in my volition. Nor do I want you to worry about it. I will take care of everything. My daughter, let us preserve our peace. Otherwise, I will not be able to carry out and develop as I want the life of my will in you. And this will be the greatest sorrow for me. I will not feel free to breathe and palpitate. I will feel hindered in continuing my life in you.